Acts chapter 1, verse 6 through 11. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, It is not for you to know the times or seasons which a father has put in his own authority. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Now when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly into heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing into heaven? This same Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will come back in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. The biblical text is not claiming to be an exact transcript of what took place, but we can trust that this is an accurate description of the final moments of Jesus on this earth. And as we look at these final moments, it's alarming that Jesus' followers, the ones that he is starting his church with, are confused about his mission moments before he leaves earth. He just told them that they will be baptized with the Holy Spirit, and they ask this question, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? I wonder how Jesus felt when he heard that question. He was telling them about being filled with the Spirit. He was about to ascend to heaven, and they're just trying to figure out when he's going to restore the kingdom to Israel. Jesus doesn't stress out. He doesn't show that he's disappointed in them, but he gently points them to the things that they should be thinking about. He says, It's not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has set by his own authority. In other words, that's none of your business. You don't need to be stressing about times and dates and the details that are none of your business. Church people have been guilty of stressing about the times and dates and details. We've been guilty of focusing more on what the time of trouble is going to be like than what it's like to love Jesus. So Jesus shifts their focus. It's not about those things. But, in verse 8, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses. So he shifts their focus from understanding all the details of what's to come to being filled with the Spirit and witnessing of him to others. Instead of stressing about the crisis that is coming that will destroy us, we should be focused on the Christ who is coming and will rescue us. And then God sends these angels, and they also try to shift their focus. They're standing gazing at the sky, and they say, Hey, you don't need to be looking into the sky. You need to be trusting Jesus.
Speak, Lord, is a resource of the Palmer Seventh-day Adventist Church. Find us online at palmerak.adventistchurch.org and at pastorryanrogers.com. Speak, Lord. Your servants are listening.